One doctor in Alabama describes the COVID-19 infection rise there as like a bathtub filling up with water and the drain is blocked. Right now, the state ranks among the top 10 states in coronavirus cases per capita. Dr. Jeannie Marazzo is the director of the Division of Infectious Diseases at the University of Alabama in Birmingham, and she joins us now to talk about this. And doctor, hospitals there are really struggling. One mid-sized hospital north of Birmingham has an ICU that was last week at 180% capacity. That's stunning. What does that even look like?
Well, the situation in Alabama, as in many states that don't have really expansive, particularly ICU capacity, is increasingly precipitous, I would say. Right now, we have almost half of our ICU beds throughout the state filled with patients who have COVID. And that is not only an indicator of how bad our COVID pandemic is, it's an indicator of how compromised our ability to care for everybody else without COVID is. We're also number third in the U.S. for per capita inpatient rate right now in terms of hospitalizations. And yesterday, we exceeded our record for all patients hospitalized with COVID in the state. It's now over 2,800. And the worst part of all of this, of course, is that we don't even think we've seen the post-Christmas and post-New Year's surge.
I mean, you say you expect a spike on top of a surge on top of a spike after the holidays. How do hospitals there prepare with all of what you're saying is happening there with the situation?
So there are practically every other hour reassessments of the situation. And part of the challenge, of course, is that the flow of patients through hospitals is very dynamic. You've got ambulances coming in, some physicians and nurses having to go out to ambulances in the ambulance bay to assess patients. So it is really taxing everyone's not just bed capacity, but personnel capacity and operational capacity. We are having a lot of sick healthcare workers out now, particularly nurses. Our positivity rate in the state right now is almost 40%. So the risk of healthcare workers getting infected is really significant, and that really takes them out from being able to provide care in the acute setting.
Well, Governor Kay Ivey issued a COVID-19 state of emergency back in March and has issued several supplemental declarations since then. How has that helped?
The governor has been very steadfast in her support of a mask ordinance, which I think has helped a lot. If you look at some of our numbers compared to our neighboring states who have not done the same thing, we have generally been doing a little bit better. I think the challenge has been that even the level of mask ordinance that we have in the last month has not been enough to overcome the consequences of people traveling and getting together in the Thanksgiving and the Christmas holidays. So the challenge really is that when people get together to eat or drink, they necessarily don't use a mask. And even if they're trying to have some social distancing, when you have a group of five people together in a dining room or in a living room or a kitchen, there is really no way you're not going to have enough proximity to get transmission.
And speaking of that, I mean, it's New Year's Eve. What, if any, restrictions are in place there today?
The only restrictions in place are really the mask ordinance. So there are restaurants that remain open. There are no restrictions on public gathering numbers. There is guidance for social distancing, but people are not being fined for wearing a mask. So that's certainly not happening here.
Doctor, it's been a long year for you and your colleagues and healthcare workers across the country. What's your hope for 2021, and what message do you want people to remember as we head into the new year?
My hope is that the vaccines that we have available and should have increasingly available over the next 2 months will afford us enough protection to get ahead of this tidal wave. But if we can really ramp up immunization, particularly for healthcare workers and first responders, we can at least make sure that our acute care facilities are staffed and our people who are living in long-term care facilities can be protected. And hopefully we'll be able to get the vaccines into kids as well so that we can look at having a somewhat normal fall for school. And that would be really, really terrific.
Dr. Jeannie Marazzo is the director of the Division of Infectious Diseases at the University of Alabama in Birmingham. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tanya.